great late games. And
Mavs fans, welcome to Pod Maverick After Dark. I'm Kirk Henderson, joined by Josh Bow. You're coming to us on the second night of a back-to-back, both West Coast games. This one was against the Phoenix Suns, where they lost 112-107. Josh, how are you?
Tired.
Yeah. Let's just jump right in it. This is going to be a quick one, even though that game ended up being a hell of a lot better than it had any.
Did it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look. So, see, when you see the injury report and you see, like, six guys out, I sort of expected Dallas to just get their asses beat. And, you know, for the second straight game, that happened in stretches, only for the Mavericks to will themselves back into the game. Now, was it particularly fun? I don't know. I mean, I like watching Marvin Bagley work. I actually thought the game became, like... I actually like a lot of the Suns players. I mean, I might find myself talking about outside of John Pulukaitis. I found myself enjoying Malawach a whole lot. And then Colin Gillespie from the Suns a great deal. Like he struck me as I've been thinking about guards a lot lately and just, I don't like the Mavericks ones. And so you see a guy like Gillespie just come in and, you know, it's not like he necessarily ran point for them all that well, but, after Jalen Green went down, it seemed like this was going to be kind of a feisty game because Dylan Brooks was not having a great game. And, you know, it was one of these games where it honestly, the Mavericks felt like they were going to steal it like four times.
It was competitive, but like it was, I mean, this was like a rock fight of a game. Mm-hmm. Neither team shot well at the rim. There were like 35 or something combined, or maybe not 35, but there were a lot of mid-range jumpers.
Mm-hmm. The Suns 30. Are good at that.
Yeah, the Suns like to do that. The Mavs don't. So the Mavs taking 14 mid-range jumpers was not... That was because the Suns play good defense.
That's right.
The Suns are actually like a sneaky, like... You just think about them over the last few years and like when they had Durant and when they had Beal and when they had Paul...
Right.
And you just kind of think of them as like a really good and you know, Booker, obviously, like they're not a great offensive team, actually. Their calling card is defense. And this game got really like in the muck. Like neither team shot well at the rim. A lot of mid-range, a lot of long twos, a lot of grindy possessions, a lot of block shots. The Suns had 8. The Mavs had 5. It was competitive, but it was kind of, there were some stretches where I was like, man, this is, you know, just like guys dribbling into nothing and taking, you know, 18 footers with a hand in their face. I guess if you like defense, then maybe it was fun to watch for you. But if you were hoping for some more scoring, this was a tough one.
Yeah. And, you know, the highlight of the game for Mavs fans was getting to watch Yale product, John Pulukaitis, who I've sort of avoided talking about. He's been playing with the Mavericks for 6 weeks now. I mean, this was his 10th or 11th game, you know, ultimately doesn't matter. I don't want to be disrespectful, but I try not to pay attention to two-way guys, broadly speaking, because if you're paying attention to two-way guys, then the season is done. And we've known the season is done for a while, but I'm not, I make a point to not get invested in back into the bench guys, because if you assume the NBA has 450 players in it at a given time, plus two-way guys and things of that nature. If you assume there are 1,000 of the 1,000 best basketball players on planet Earth, I think it's fair to say somewhere between 350 and 400 of them are in the NBA at any given moment. which means that the other, you know, 650, 600 guys are playing somewhere. Sometimes it's the G League, sometimes it's Europe. A lot of times it's not the G League, though. It's not the guys who are on two-way contracts. It's so you're getting these guys that are like fringe NBA adjacent, and I'm too old to give a shit. That said, I do want to appreciate a good story when one comes along. Like, Pulukaitis has played well with the Mavericks. He shot the ball well. He plays really freaking hard. I have no idea if he's an NBA player, though.
No, I'm not sure either. He's not going to be on the roster next season. he's just here to fill in the gaps. And he had an awesome game, 23 points. Mm-hmm. He's the only reason why this game was close. When you look at the Mavericks shooting with going 8 of 12 and 5 of 8 from 3, they were 41% overall, 36% from 3. If he has a game like he had, he played against the Clippers, he was 19 minutes, he was 1 of 6.
Right.
If he did that again, they probably lose by 15, yep. 18. He's literally the only reason why this game was close, and he made a lot of shots in the second half as well. He's not gun shy. I'll give him that. That's fun. You need someone to take shots in these games, but it's hard to he's not going to be I don't think he's going to be a developmental guy for them. He's going to have a cup of coffee here and get his feet wet. And Hey, 23 points for a two-way guy. That's cool. If nothing else, you just be that's a cool moment for him. And against a real team too. That's cool for him. But outside of that, I don't really know what else to say other than it was cool for him to do that.
Yeah. I think Marvin Bagley has secured enough in the last, however many games he's played with Dallas. He's been a consistent bright spot. I there's not, quite candidly, there's not room on a roster for him and Dwight Powell. They are,
one. Unless Daniel Gafford isn't, unless they do something about their Daniel Gafford, Derek Lively.
I'm hoping situation. But I'm hoping for a completely, I'm hoping for a pretty big roster thing. But I like watching Gafford play. So there was that part of it tonight. Cooper Flagg did a little bit of everything, but he seemed to hurt his wrist on a fall in the first quarter. And yeah, he played 22 minutes, but 4 of 18 from the floor is pretty brutal. He once again had another good game of really some really nice passing. But it's, this team is just a little stinky. So,
yeah, this was a a rough game for Cooper after lots of arguing on the internet about rookie of the year. And then he goes 4 of 19. And he was he looked a little slow. No, I don't know, slow, but I don't know, tired. But
that's why I thought that the wrist thing hurt him, because even though it was his left wrist, it's one of the things he's so good at is going left. And I don't think he hurt it or anything. The Mavericks wouldn't have played him, but it was enough to sort of get him thrown off his game. And then nothing really looked good the rest of the night here. Yeah. Musa Cisse had a fun move in the first half that went in. He's just a delightful guy to watch. I think him and Bagley and Derek Lively is enough to sort of sustain me in the center position next year. That's why I'm not really a Dwight Powell guy, but that's not something to worry about right now. I do have a thought though. I was going to get to this in the second half of the show, but it's just AJ Johnson might be the worst basketball player on the Mavericks in the last several years. I feel horrible for that guy watching him play basketball.
Yeah, I don't know why he got drafted. That's kind of almost he needed more seasoning wherever it is, G League, overseas. I don't know if him being the NBA is helping.
It's not good. I just mentioned top 1,000 players in the world. He's firmly not one of them. He's bad. Do you want to know what he's shooting on the year after this game for the Mavericks?
It's in the is he in the 30s or is he below 30s?
He's below 30. He is shooting 27% from the floor, 20 for 72 from the field in a Dallas Mavericks uniform.
That's not good.
That's not good. I mean, I'm going to kill him here, and I'm sorry. His drives are sloppy because he's weak. He gets inside the paint and the ball just goes away because of the slightest nudge. It's like the slightest nudge and a breeze gets the ball going. And his threes are quite literally, I tell my son this, you know, it's so funny working with a 9-year, like he's 10. So it's like training for habits. But one of the things that I heard a shooting coach say, which makes a lot of sense, is like, you can work with short and long. You can't, like, fixing left and right. You can't, like, you got to figure that shit out. Short and long is a matter of strength and power and like figuring out how much touch you need. But if you're shooting the ball left and right, then you don't know how to shoot. And his shots all look like a stiff breeze is in the building.
Yeah.
Feel bad.
Yeah. For you. I mean, yeah, it's just tonight was interesting because we were talking about how the Mavericks aren't tanking.
They're tanking. Yeah.
Yeah. They sat guys. They played guys minutes in the fourth that you could arch your eyebrow. Why are they getting, like, why was Tyler Smith getting fourth quarter burn when the game was still in doubt?
Well, I mean, that, like, even Mark Folwell. So just to get to the end of the game, the Mavericks they were up one. They're down 107 to 104. And Devin Booker sticks a three with about 70 seconds left to make it 110 to 104. Polakaitis comes out of a timeout and hits another three. And it's at this point, Kidd had taken out all of his starters, to the point that Mark Folwell noted it at like the 2 minute and 30 seconds mark. Like, he didn't say the Mavericks were tanking, but he let everyone know that what was out on the court was not the Mavericks' best unit, and the Mavericks still wouldn't die. And that, like, that's the part. So that's just such a reminder where, you know, you watch these Grizzlies teams, or if you're following along with what Utah is doing, they're not putting out their best guys in the court for entire games. The Mavericks are still playing NBA level guys, and then just due to their roster, it's like the opposite of limitations, because it's not this is not a limitations problem, because they have good enough players. The Mavericks are frankly just too good to be able to effectively be shitty all the time, and so the roster that they threw out tonight still had a chance to win the stinking basketball game. So yeah. I don't know. And that's funny down there. And Killer Cam in the comments says, this makes the Suns even more pathetic. Well, I just am convinced. So the Lakers, you know, Luka's down. So the Lakers are effectively dead unless LeBron can will them into the second round. I'm convinced that in the NBA, there are maybe four good teams right now. I don't like anyone. Because the Mavericks hang with too many of these teams. And I think, and we kind of think the Mavericks stink.
It's like the Thunder. It's like the Thunder, Spurs, Nuggets, Pistons,
Celtics. Maybe the Nuggets. Like, did you know tonight was the first time in Nikola Jokic's time in the NBA that he is on a 10-game winning streak?
I can believe that because the Nuggets and the Jokic era don't take the regular season super seriously, right? Or they've had injuries. Like, they get a lot of injuries. But I mean,
just made me laugh. Like, that's a crazy stat.
And the also, Spurs, you know,
done that twice this year.
Yeah. And also, this game probably closer than it should have been because two of the Suns starters got hurt.
Sure. Game. Though I wonder, this is me being a little bit shitty here, but like,
Jalen,
I just don't think Jalen Green's that good. And I think like Gillespie, like, brings particularly against a team like the Mavericks, brings a kind of like, I'm just going to close the door on you type thing. Cause he out hustled the Mavericks on a couple of occasions, which is not something you see that often.
Yeah, that's fair. No, he's been really good for them all season.
Yeah.
But still, yeah,
I got nothing. No, it's okay. We've not done this is game 80. All right. We have done an admirable job to have nothing at this point. Neither do the Mavericks. And so I think what I'm proposing here, even though this could theoretically get us in trouble with our bosses, I just say we close it up.
Okay.
You know, we go to bed. Today's third Wednesday. You might be off Friday. And if that's the case, guys who are listening out in the world, be prepared to have a show and join me. I want to talk with you guys because I had a good time doing it the other night. So anybody that's listening, we're in true sicko situation. We'll watch the Mavs play the Spurs. That game just strikes me as one where I think we're going to be upset because Wemby needs to play at least 20 minutes in one of these last two games to qualify for awards. I'm, it's, look, I, we've on the tanking note, like, the Mavericks can't really afford to win either of these last two games. It would be pretty catastrophic. But I just got a feeling with how they're playing, they're going to win one of these last two. It's they're just too professional to be able to do something like these other teams.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think, I mean, the Spurs are pretty locked in to their seeding, so I don't even know if they need to. Yeah, and then the Bulls are bad. You know, the Bulls are the Bulls, so we'll see.
Yeah, everybody's kind of locked in. Well, speaking of not locked in, you and I are going to go to bed. I'll get the stuff up on the I'll check for the stuff on Mavs Moneyball to post. You just go on and get.
I'm already in it. I'm doing it.
Okay. My spell check wasn't working, so if there was if I look like I'm 2 years old, that's why. I was really rough on my recap. All right, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. It's a short one. We appreciate everyone who showed up. Everybody be good. Talk to you on Friday. Go Mavs.